Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffington with your 7 News briefing for Monday, May 16. The mayor of Hawkesbury City Council has been stabbed during a terrifying home invasion at his home in Western Sydney. Patrick Connolly was reportedly attacked when up to 6 intruders broke into his Bly Park home in the early hours of this morning. The 32-year-old has been hospitalised with injuries to his arm, while his wife and 4 children who were inside at the time were unharmed. New South Wales police say the attackers then fled in the family's car. Trent Barrett has parted ways with the Bulldogs after a disastrous start to the NRL season. The announcement came following an emergency meeting this morning, with the club cancelling a scheduled media opportunity with players and sending them home. Barrett's record for the year so far is 2 wins from 10 games. Overall, his Bulldogs record stands at just 5 wins from 34 matches, the worst record of any Canterbury coach since the club's foundation years. It's unclear who will take the coach's seat for Friday's match against West Tigers, but assistant coach David Ferner or New South Wales Cup coach Michael Potter loom as the most likely candidates to take over in the short term. And just a day after a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket left 10 people dead, there have been 2 more shootings in the United States. 2 people were killed and 3 others critically injured when a shootout erupted at a Houston flea market busy with families on a Sunday afternoon local time. Both men are believed to be part of a fight in which they both drew their weapons. Police report no bystanders were injured. While one person was killed and 5 others injured in a shooting at a meeting of Asian churchgoers in Southern California, members of the congregation detained a suspect who appeared to be in his 60s by hogtying him with electrical extension cords. Now, here's Gem Racton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Transport and logistics giant Brambles has confirmed it's been approached by the private equity group CVC for a possible buyout. Brambles' board of directors say it's just one of many options for the group. 52% of Australians say they are doing all right financially, making them the 3rd most optimistic in a survey of 11 countries recently conducted by Ipsos and the World Economic Forum. That's despite 4 in 5 Australians expecting grocery prices to increase a lot or a little, and 3 in 4 predicting that petrol prices will also continue to head higher. Elon Musk says he's placing the Twitter deal on hold, claiming that the social media platform has more spam and bot accounts than he had been led to believe, and saying he's waiting for more information. It's unclear at this point what penalties Musk would have to pay, if any, to walk away from or renegotiate the deal. Taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 picked up on the strong momentum it took into the weekend, with the Aussie shares benchmark up by around 1% in early trade. However, by lunchtime, most of those gains had faded. Bramble shares are top of the leaderboard, up 11%, following confirmation of the takeover offer from CVC. After a torrid week, Wall Street also finished last week on a high, with all major indices in the green, led by a resurgent NASDAQ. All indices were still lower for the week overall, though. The Australian dollar has picked up off recent lows to now be buying 69.43 US cents, 66.7 euro cents, and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Monday, May 16, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.